Representative Lerner, what is your understanding of this latest development concerning dog breeders in the state of Missouri?
Well, I think this is a compromise that we've kind of been working on from the start and couldn't seem to get everybody together and working on this situation, and somehow through over the weekend, the Department of Agriculture and a few other people have come together and trying to come to some kind of a compromise on three of the main issues. I know we worked last week on it, Department of Agriculture with Director Hagler and try to get the groups together, and we came a little ways, but we fell a little bit short and couldn't quite get to the agreements, and I think they just kept working on that. And actually came to some agreements that all sides can agree on. They've signed off on it, and it seems that we're going to try to maybe pass that piece of language now.
What is your bottom line in this issue? What do you want to see happen to any kind of legislation concerning the dog breeders and agriculture?
What I want to see is that our licensed breeders that are doing a great job of raising these dogs in facilities that are well taken care of and the dogs are cared for those people to continue to do the job that they're doing, and they can continue to operate and make, you know, make the changes that they need. If they need to make changes to stay in business, if they can make those in a way that it's not too cost restrictive and allows them to stay in business and keep doing what they're doing, that's my ultimate goal. And to see these dogs well taken care of. Like I said from the beginning, nobody wants to see dogs mistreated, mishandled, or anything like that. But to lump all the breeders together, the ones that are doing a good job and the ones that aren't, is not fair. And I still believe most of our problems lie in our unlicensed facilities.
As you understand it, where does this leave Senate Bill 113?
I do not know exactly where 113 is going to stay. For now, it's going to be sent to the governor. It's going to be on his desk, and he can do whatever he wants to do with it. I have not heard from him either way what he wants to do with it. This new language will go out there, and we'll push it forward, and if we can get it through, then he can decide which one he wants to sign or whatever he wants to do with them.
You still want him to sign 113, though, don't you?
Well, I would like to. I think it's a great piece of language, and I think we worked very hard on it, and it's a good compromise, I thought. Is this going to be a better situation? It's better because we've got, I guess in one respect, because we have signatures from all sides that say they agree with it. That's something we didn't have on 113, but I think basically it's the same deal. I think the breeders and people behind and voted on 113 would like to see it signed.
Have they given you any indication of why this comes at this late hour after you have passed legislation rather than prior?
Well, I can't say really any real. They haven't got any real reason. I do not know exactly why it transpired. I would have liked to seen everybody involved 2-3 months ago and try to get people together. But you know, if this is what it takes, if this is what it's going to do, you know, I'll support it. If it's going to be a better chance to keep my breeders in business, I'll support it. I think it's got that possibility, and we'll just see where it goes.